Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Are you in a book club? Would you like to join one? What's putting you off? The pressure, the rules, the commitment? Well, you're about to hear about a book club that has none of the above, thankfully, because it's a very different kind of book club. Zoe Coleman is on the line to tell us more. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, how are you?
Good, it's Dermot here. Lovely to talk to you.
Grant, yeah. Well, ask away.
Yeah, so tell us about your idea for an unusual kind of book club.
Yeah, well, I can't take credit for the idea. It's a worldwide thing called Silent Book Club. So me and my best friend, Maeve, established the Dublin chapter about 2 years ago in Mishmash Cafe on Capel Street. And we'd both been in book clubs before. We don't like the commitment of a certain book, particularly if you don't enjoy the book, or some people can take up a lot of space talking about certain things in book clubs. So it's a book club where we sit in the cafe after hours and we all read in companionable silence. So you can read whatever book you want. You can enjoy tea, coffee, cake and things like that. And it's just a really nice, welcoming environment.
Right.
And,
so it's
a really special community.
Yeah, sounds great. So it's less about the book itself and talking about that. It's more about the community. It's more about readers getting together.
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening in cities at the moment, and it's really hard to find third spaces and particularly alternatives to pubs and things to do after work in the evening. And for people like myself, you know, I'm not a running club type person, so this is a hobby of mine. So me and my friend actually decided to do it a couple of years ago. One Sunday, we ended up just reading in the pub. And we were just sitting together in companionable silence and we thought this is a really lovely thing to do. And we found out about the Silent Book Club. I think it started in Chicago. And we decided to establish a chapter in Dublin. And we were so lucky that in Mishmash, Carolina, who runs Mishmash, I'd known her from going into the cafe. And she was really open to keeping the cafe open late one evening once a month and welcoming all sorts of readers in. And it started with about six of us. And now it's a bougie little cafe, but there's about 35 people that come really regularly each month.
So that's Mishmash Cafe on Capel Street in Dublin.
What
if you want to talk to somebody? Do you get shushed?
No, so how you show up and you can chit-chat amongst yourselves beforehand, and then what we do, we tend to start it off and everyone introduces themselves if they're comfortable doing so, and we ask everyone to say a couple of sentences about the book they're reading, because it's a really great way to learn about what other people are reading as well. And then we read for about an hour and a half, and then people can kind of hang around and chat with the person sitting next to them, or you know, if maybe some people are socially anxious and they just want to come and read, and then they can head off if they want. So it's very, very laid back, and it's a very welcoming space as well, and it is interesting to hear about all the different genres of books that people are interested in as well.
Yeah, just that shared experience and that shared passion,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's funny to think, you know, if there was a bunch of people in a cafe all sitting around reading stuff off their phone, saying nothing, people would be like, oh my God, the world's gone to pot. Nobody talks anymore. But because everyone's sitting around reading a book, they're like, oh, it's so wholesome. This is perfectly mindful. It's amazing. Well, look, Zoe, thank you for telling us about it. Where can people find you?
We're on Instagram, Silent Book Club Dublin.
Before
we sign off, people should set up their own Silent Book Club around the country. I think there's great potential to revive Irish towns and villages, especially when people are commuting long distances.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Building community is what we're all about. So
that's it.
Silent for everyone to set up their own chapter.
Silent Book Club Dublin on Instagram is the place to go. Thank you, Zoe. Quick break now.
Cheers.
Yeah, nice chatting to Zoe about the book club there. And companionable silence. What an amazing concept in a busy, often disconnected world. Nice work, says a text. Yes, exactly. Our thoughts, exactly.